Now,
the rest of the story. Richard was a Vincennes, Indiana newsboy, barely 12, peddled his papers on a street corner outside the biggest hotel in town. His fresh face and sweet smile belied the desperation of his family. His daddy had died before he was born, and that left Mama to work as a scrub woman, three brothers to help put food on the table any way they could, and a two-room tumble-down shack on Lindale to call home. When Richard was still a child, he joined the family's private war on hunger, washed dishes at a local diner, set up balls at Kramer's pool hall for 2 cents a rack, and sold newspapers outside the hotel for a penny apiece. And it was out there on that street corner, about 6 o'clock one evening, that a childhood of stark reality was visited by a little magic. That's the rest of the story. The night was falling fast, but lights reflected in the rain slick made the town come alive. Richard, standing on the corner as usual, was a dozen papers from sold out when a kind-faced, dark-haired man came out of the hotel and approached him to buy a newspaper. The kindly stranger, smiling at young Richard, asked where a good time was to be had in Vincennes. And the boy grinned back and pointed across the street to the old Pantheon Theater. "There's a good vaudeville show in there," Richard said. "You ought to see it." "Have you seen it?" the stranger asked. Richard's eyes fell as he shook his head. Sure, he'd like to see the show, but the admission price was too steep for him anyway. And then the stranger outstretched his hand and shook the boy's hand. He said, "I'm Isaiah Leopold, and I can get you inside." Richard's face exploded into happy astonishment. "That would be wonderful," he said, "but first he'd have to sell the rest of his newspapers." Well, Mr. Leopold pressed a dollar bill into the youngster's palm. "Would that be enough to buy out the rest of his newspapers?" Richard nodded eagerly, and Mr. Leopold told him to be in front of the theater at 7 o'clock, and he would receive a ticket for the show. The boy thanked the man heartily, ran home to change clothing, and he was back downtown standing under the Pantheon marquee in time to spare when another gentleman came out and asked, "Are you Richard?" And the youngster identified himself, and he was admitted at once. The ticket he'd been given put him right in the front row. There were several acts. Finally, the headliner strode onto the stage, and the boy gasped with amazement. It was his new friend, Mr. Leopold, who would someday be known as one of the biggest comedians of the era, Isaiah Edwin Leopold, who had made a full name of his middle name, Edwin, and who called himself then and thereafter Ed Wynn. But something else extraordinary came of that evening. For it was then that a poor boy named Richard, understandably inspired, decided to follow in the footsteps of this kindly stranger. And the boy made up his mind then and there that he, too, one day would become a comedian. Well, he did. It would be impossible to recount the innumerable very nice gestures of a very nice and very talented man named Ed Wynn. But we do know that at least one of those gestures paid incalculable dividends for the rest of us. A smile and a dollar and a theater ticket on a rain-slick street in Indiana. And an unseen mantle was passed to a fresh-faced, deserving young fellow named Richard Skelton. That's right. Red Skelton. And now you know the rest of the story.